Thank you, Director General, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here today to represent Ireland on the occasion of the 40th FAO conference. Climate change has made a significant impact on how agricultural activity is being carried out on a global basis. The increasing frequency of events such as rising sea levels, heat waves, droughts and floods has meant that conditions for agricultural production have worsened. These detrimental changes have been most pronounced in countries that can cope with them the least, and which already have high levels of poverty and food insecurity. Without climate change, most regions in the world would expect to see a reduction in the number of people at risk from hunger by 2050. However, with climate change, it has been conservatively estimated that an additional 40 million people plus could be at risk from undernourishment. Addressing this very real and dual challenge of ensuring food security for all and preventing dangerous climate change is something that has been acknowledged across the globe in both the Paris Agreement and the Sustainable Development Goals. If we are to combat climate change, we will need to do so through a variety of measures. Agriculture needs to become more efficient, otherwise food insecurity may increase and its most vulnerable will be those most affected. If we are to reach the goals we have set, we will need to make serious efforts towards reducing emissions intensity. This is something that we have been focusing on our efforts on in Ireland, where we have made significant improvements in reducing emissions intensity on our food output. Indeed, the FAO itself has recognised the efficiency of our temperate grassland-based production system. We must also be prepared to innovate. My ministry and its agencies continue to develop and innovate measures and programmes. You may be familiar with the Origin Green initiative. This is a national food agricultural sustainability initiative. At this point in time, most livestock farmers and major food processors in Ireland have signed up to this initiative. They are measured for sustainability indicators such as carbon, water, waste, biodiversity and their impact on the local community. Over 95% of Irish food and drink exports are from companies which have committed to individual and independently accredited targets to reduce the use of water, energy and natural resources. Companies also engage in programmes to reduce raw material usage and improve processing efficiency. Ireland has held a side event at last year's FAO Council in Kenya, with Kenya, to promote sustainable green agri-food systems. Alleviating the effects of climate change and contributing to food security is something we must work towards. In Ireland, our ambition is to be a global leader in sustainable food production. This means not only must our actions be coordinated and ambitious, they must also be environmentally, socially and economically responsive. Social responsibility is something we take very seriously in Ireland, both at national and international level. My ministry is a long-term and committed partner to overseas development. We have close links with the FAO and its work resonates strongly with Ireland's commitment to contribute to the eradication of the global problems of food and hunger security. Together with Irish Aid, my ministry set up the African Agri-Foods Development Programme to develop partnerships between Irish agri-food sector and African countries, which support sustainable growth and the local food industry with mutual trade between Ireland and Africa. Ireland is also supporting an FAO project to build an agri-food capacity in Africa through the African Agribusiness Incubators Network. We have provided extra budgetary funding to the FAO on projects such as supporting vulnerable households affected by the Syria crisis in Syria, Lebanon, Jordan and Turkey, and are funding immediate seed planting in Ethiopia due to a severe drought. We have also had a strong relationship with the World Food Programme UN Agency, and in 2016 doubled our funding to the WFP to $20 million for the subsequent 3 years. Climate change, agriculture and food security require a coherent approach. Realising the Paris Agreement and Sustainable Development Goals relating to food and agriculture will not be easy. While there are many challenges, there are also many opportunities. And I would ask each and every one of you here today to focus on the opportunities. Thank you, Chairman.